Laughter is an essential component of life and can have positive effects on your health. That's according to Kit Hammond-Stapley, laughter expert and author of the book It Could Be Verse.
Laughter's as important to us as our legs. It really, really is. Babies learn to laugh before they learn to run away from an enemy. So just think about the implication of that in our evolution. Why is laughter so important?
So what is it doing for us then?
Well, it does a myriad of things. And a lot of those we sort of take for granted because other systems do that as well. But it does boost our immune system. There's scientific evidence to that effect. It helps us diffuse tense situations. Lots of comedians tell you that they started by making the bullies laugh because then the bullies didn't beat them up. It connects people very, very strongly. I mean, I go back to the baby situation. When a baby laughs at you, you feel absolutely grabbed, don't you? That's a human response. We all respond that way. It's just amazing when a baby does it because it's sort of very pure. And then babies laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh constantly. That's how they learn. So it also helps us learn. It's so important on so many levels that we disregard it.
Do you think there are good and bad types of laughter?
Oh, definitely, yes. The kind of laughter we promote is healthy laughter. I worked with people who quite literally hate the sound of laughter because they've been laughed at. And there's absolutely nothing we can do to human beings that's quite that devastating as laugh at them. If you even suspect you're being laughed at, if you see a group of people laughing who are looking in your direction, your heart sinks, doesn't it? That's how we all feel. So if we laugh at people, it's a weapon.
And do you think laughter can be used in situations where really and truly laughter seems very, very inappropriate and yet somehow it can still be a useful thing to do?
It's the best. I mean, I've actually talked to people who were horrified that soon after their beloved father breathed his last, the whole family that were gathered around the bed were actually hysterical with laughter and couldn't stop. And they felt it was terribly inappropriate and disrespectful and felt really guilty about it. But in fact, they were dissipating so much emotion in shared laughter that actually their grieving process, which is inevitable, will be easier because they've just blown off that steam.
And you say there's scientific evidence that it does actually do something to our bodies. It can boost our immune systems, for example. Why does that happen? Just because you're going, ha, ha, ha.
Well, actually, I mean, physically, laughter is a workout because it courses the blood round our bodies. People's faces go red when they laugh a lot, and it picks up your blood pressure and then drops it, exactly like running. In fact, Dr. William Fry of Stanford University says that 10 minutes of laughter is worth half an hour on a rowing machine. And I know which I'd rather do.
And what do you think is a good way of getting laughter into your life without it maybe feeling a bit too contrived?
We all tend to take ourselves and everything in life terribly seriously at the moment. I mean, you know, political correctness, yes, of course, on one level it's great, but on another level, lighten up a little. You know, cut everybody a bit of slack and don't take yourself so seriously and actually look for opportunities to laugh. A lot of times we've stifled laughter because we do grow up in a system that says, what are you laughing at? There's nothing funny. Oh, grow up, you know, and all those prohibitions. So we do have a little edit process, which means that we don't laugh as much as we're programmed to laugh. And that's a problem.
And do you think that's a peculiarly British thing? Because we do seem to have a very strange sense of humour in comparison to, say, other Europeans or even the Americans.
Well, you know, I'm uniquely privileged to be able to talk about American humour and English humour because I lived there for 20 years. I was living in Manhattan, which is where everybody came to, you know, Ellis Island and the immigration and all that. And people were living in German town, Italian town, and so Polish people were all grouped into ethnic areas. And why did that happen? Because originally they were living next door to German people or whatever. And you could see that people's senses of humour could make somebody else murderous. You know, we have different sort of ways of laughing at life that are culturally embedded. And in close societies, if you misunderstood somebody's joke, it could be a problem. But if you say, look, somebody may be joking, and if you just choose to laugh, even if you don't really see the joke, you lighten the whole situation, plus you give yourself an immune system boost.
That's laughter expert Kit Hammond-Stapley. Her book, It Could Be Verse, is published by My Universe.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.